When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Random question, 206-803-ROCK. All right, let's see what we got here. Oh, here's a fun story. What hit your car? Or what did you hit with your car?
Most recently, we had when that guy was dropping rocks on I-5 from the overpass. Mm-hmm. About 95% sure we were one of his victims. Big-ass rock came from overhead as on the other side of the overpass, and smashed into the windshield, scared the piss out of us.
Man. Now, I have hit things, for sure. I have killed a family of quails in eastern Washington.
Right.
They went up in a big pink poof of a cloud, and I saw the cloud, and I was like, that's a big-ass cloud. And I realized like it was an entire family, and they just took a left-hand turn. They were walking in a line, and boom, it looked like I ran into a cotton candy truck.
Right.
So that was pretty. And man, I don't take those. I'm joking about it. I can joke about it now, but at the time, your throat just goes up into your mouth and back down into your stomach. You feel awful. Yeah. Like you're like, oh my God.
I was in the car. My dad, man. My dad's driving. Mom's in the passenger seat. I'm in the back seat, and he hit two dogs about 5 seconds apart.
Yeah,
and it was just. It was horrible, man. Like, he hit the first dog, and as he says, oh, my God, I think boom, we hit the other one. And it was just so quiet in the car. Like, nobody said anything, just dead silence. I didn't think the radio was on, man.
I told you, I kind of hate to tell this story because it's funny now, but just very scary as a child. My dad hit a dog, right? And we were kind of like, well, you know, it's a dog or whatever, and he's kind of sniffling up. And then, keep in mind, the whole family, all five of us in his car, and all he says is, I haven't killed anything since Vietnam.
That's comfortable.
No.
Jeez, man.
Oh, my
Thanks
God.
Thanks for making it
oh
worse.
Oh, my God.
I think. And we had a squirrel in Pennsylvania, which,
you know,
no
what?
Big
it might
deal.
Have been a squirrel. It wasn't a dog. It was a squirrel.
It was
so
squirrel?
It was even a squirrel.
A squirrel?
And we were like, it's just a squirrel, but he was not having it.
Yeah, we had a squirrel. In Pennsylvania, my daughter's maybe 4 years old at the time, and unfortunately, she saw this happen, okay? And trust me, she loves animals. So she asked the question, did we just hit that squirrel? I said, look, we did, but the squirrel's probably fine. He's probably just rubbing the top of his head. It's like banging your head on something. My son is about 2.5 years old at the time. The look he gave me was like, bull S. He didn't say anything, but I mean, he was even like, dude, you got it. Mm-hmm. But she believed me, so I'm like, cool.
Reese, we asked, what hit your car or what did you hit? Now, on Saturday, we were up in Tracington at the Tracington Movie House. And just up the road from there, the Kitsap County Fair was going on as well.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this happened yesterday. During a monster truck show, a wheel came off of a truck and bounced out of the arena yesterday afternoon. Video posted on social media shows one of the monster trucks landing from a jump and the front left wheel detaches from the truck and goes flying.
Look, I pulled up the other angle, too.
Oh,
it is brutal.
Nice in the air there.
All right.
Comes down. There. Oh, there goes the wheel. Boing. Out the freaking arena into the parking lot. Now, okay. The wheel then bounces and rolls and bounces and bounces out of the Thunderbird Arena Fairgrounds and into the parking lot. The wheel lands directly on top of a Kia sedan. Now, it crushes the top of this car.
Yeah.
If anybody would have been in that car,
they're gone.
If you were to go out to get, you know, smoke a bowl, whatever, forget about it.
Yeah.
You are not around anymore. Pictures show the car totaled with its roof fully caved in. And organizers of the event say no injuries, thank God, were reported. Organizer Bill Payne at Straight Up Racing says once his team learned there were no injuries, the monster truck show continues. He said the owner of the Kia sedan was upset, but in good spirits.
Sure.
As it was towed away. Payne noted the Kia's owner was concerned about a car seat destroyed in the back. And
that's what they're worried
told
about.
Told Cairo 7 that he personally paid for a new car seat. So don't worry about that. That car was gone.
Yeah, completely crushed. Now, Mike, you detailed cars.
So yes, sir.
Did you ever have questions in your mind like there's something in the grill that should not, or clearly someone had hit some other living creature.
No, I didn't work the exterior. I didn't work the steam shack. And luckily, most of them that were brought to us were cleaned to some capacity. You know, okay. there wasn't that much. I mean, there were some that were just absolutely trashed as far as the interior goes. There was at least one of them that I had that had me gagging because I was always the interior that was cleaning up stuff on there. And so the mountains of trash that I would remove from there sometimes was incredible. But the thing that got me is that I was scraping I can only describe it as brown stuff off of one of the interior windows in the back. It was gooey. It was brown. It was sticky. It was slimy. I have no idea what it was, but it freaked me the F out. It looked like a giant booger.
Could
dude.
You smell it?
No, thank God.
All right.
God.
Let me ask you this. But is that the grossest thing that you've ever had to clean up?
Yeah.
What gross. I'm trying to think of the grossest
thing. I've cleaned gum. I've got animals that I have cleaned their poop out of things. I've cleaned their vomit out of things.
You know, you make a good point. The thing that bugged me, and of all the things I've cleaned, look, man, you know, blood, pus, vomit, all the thing that bothered me the most, it was my first job, paid under the table, and this was the Baltimore Arena at the time. They had a contract. They were going to redo all of the seats and sections. So the idea was we remove the seats, we scrape off whatever's on the bottom of them, they send them to some factory that repaints them, recushions them, they send them back, right? But our job is to scrape the bottom. There's nothing inherently gross about gum, but when that's all you do for hours and it's just, you got, you know, what do you call it, a little like spatula kind of thing, mm-hmm. and you're just running on the bottom. But I mean, it started getting to me because there'd be like a mountain of gum at my feet, not off of just one chair, but like you're doing chairs all day and you realize it's all dried and tooth marks. Yeah, but the one that got me the worst, there was this massive booger on the bottom of one of the seats. And I don't know what it is about boogers. If it's not mine, I want zero interaction with it. Yeah. Like I can deal with snot. Like when your kid cries, I can deal with it. You know, the wet stuff coming out of your nose. Yeah. I'm like, no problem. When I see an actual booger, that's what I'm like, you can't be near me. You need to deal with that. But just scraping boogers off the bottom of the seat and all the gum. And every once in a while when you scrape stuff, you know, things bounce and you feel things like just bounce off of your lip or bounce off your forehead.
Right.
Yep. And just for the rest of the day, it didn't leave a mark, but for the rest of the day, you know exactly where a bit of something that used to be inside of someone's body just ricocheted off your face.
Yeah, the family movers were the bad ones just because you could tell the ones that had kids in it. It is unmistakable. Just the amount of food and nasty that is left behind there. There's French fries. There's all kinds of fried stuff that ends up underneath the seat. Uh-huh. Cheerios and all kinds of crackers and whatnot. And there is a distinct smell to a family mover. I don't know what it is. I don't know how to describe it. But if you, especially for somebody who
like an old folks home or something?
No, it. I can't describe the smell.
Greasy food and past poops.
Yeah.
Right,
and that becomes thick. The stink of the inside.
Thick is so, the weird thing.
Me and my buddy Brett, we were 17 years old. We were doing promotions for a radio station, and they had just redone an amphitheater at a park in town that had been it hadn't been in use for I don't know maybe a decade or two before that. It used to be an old venue, and then our radio station came in, cleaned the place up. We put a brand new coat of paint on it, and basically we were doing a summer concert series at this pavilion. And it was actually a very cool pavilion. All kinds of different acts. One of the jobs that I had during the show days was I was a runner. So I got a big-ass Econoline van. My job is to go pick the artists up from the hotel.
Right.
Shuttle them back for sound check.
Who are some of the people you got to drive?
Ray Charles.
All right. He wasn't going to do it.
Hall & Oates.
All right.
Quiet Riots.
Did they talk to you at all?
Four Tops, Temptations, 38 Special. What the hell?
What radio station did you work at?
Ronnie Millsap, WVAQ.
What kind of music? I mean, Ray Charles, Hall & Oates, Millsap.
Okay, interestingly enough, the way the concert series went was that the radio station was a top 40 radio station. But back then, almost everything, you could hear country music on a top 40 radio.
One thing,
you could hear Dolly Parton's 9 to 5. You could hear Juice Newton playing with the Queen of Hearts. You could hear Kenny Rogers.
Right.
And then you could hear Lionel Richie. And then you could hear. So that's kind of that era of when I was doing this job. But they really did just try to do a little bit of something for everybody.
Yeah.
So the concert series itself, even though it was being sponsored by the radio station, so like the Four Tops and the Temptations, we weren't really playing that. Maybe on a Saturday night, not John Garbedian. What the hell is the guy's name? Phil was another guy who did like an oldie show.
All right.
And then we had John Garbedian on Saturday night. Anyway, so all these different dudes different audiences, but the one that I'll never forget was also, it was our job to go and clean the pavilion the next day, which was kind of interesting. You'd be surprised. We found watches. We found rings. We found earrings. We found people's wallets. We found loose money everywhere.
How long do you got to keep it before you guys can claim it?
I don't even know what you're talking about. No one left anything.
All right.
Yeah. We were young kids. We were 17 years old.
Everything I just said is a lie.
Exactly. I needed a Casio, didn't you? Actually, I did find a Swatch watch, which was weird because that was popular back at the time, and my parents wouldn't buy me one, so I had one then. But the one that I'll never... when we went back the next day and cleaned up, we also had the job of restocking the toilet paper in the bathrooms and cleaning both the men's and the women's bathroom.
Okay.
All right? Now, the one show that I will never forget is two guys who were just like two-hit wonders, Nelson. Now, their dad was like somebody, Ricky Nelson. He was like a big...
Yeah, wasn't he a country star or something
like
that?
A folk guy back in the day, more California-based. But Gunnar and Matthew, those are the two sons. Now, they're twins, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have long, blonde hair. Yeah. Okay? Women love them. All right? So when we get to the woman's bathroom, all right, there are maybe seven toilets. Five of them were clogged and overflowing.
With poop?
Yes. With clogged with feminine products,
right,
with whatever clogged them up. I believe it looked to me that toilet paper had run out in a lot of the stalls because there were paper towel, like the big brown ones. Rolls.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So people were flushing and using paper towels instead of using toilet paper. Keep in mind, this is an outdoor, outside amphitheater.
Yeah.
So the bathrooms themselves, they're not the best plumbing job in the world. They're doing their best. But, I mean, as far as that size of a crab, man, we get done with the men's bathroom, no big deal. Clean it up. We had this big-ass hose. It was all concrete block. We'd go in there and hose it all down.
Yep.
Wasn't really difficult to do that kind of a cleanup job. I mean, seriously, you go in and you blow the toilets. You blow the sinks. You do all that. Then you put the paper products back in. You come back an hour later. It's strip dry. It's spotless.
Sure.
That woman's bathroom, I mean, because we had to then go to, like, the Kmart and buy rubber gloves. Because we needed to get in there and pull all the stuff out and throw it into a garbage bag.
You had to pull out the poop and the feminine hygiene products and all this crap.
To unclog the toilets. And then we got a snake, because sometimes it was deeper.
Right.
That was the worst day. I was like, man. And everything was fine. Like, all the other bands were great. When Diana Ross played, nothing. There was nothing going on.
What do you think it is about the female Nelson crowd that led to that?
Younger
drugs?
Enough. Just, you know, an average between 14 years old and 30 years old.
All right.
Of women who were, like, they were the predominant, because they were more... Because they were good-looking guys, they were more in the poison realm of being attractive to the ladies, I guess, and kind of playing that more type of music.
Mm-hmm.
We're like Quiet Riot was a bunch of dudes in leather.
And they were ugly.
Yeah, exactly.
And they knew it.
Right.
Like we're ugly.
They rocked, but it was just a different crowd. Like,
yes.
Like the Ray Charles crowd was a sit-down, older crowd. The bathrooms were spotless.
They don't cheer, they clap.
At the end of the night. You know what I mean?
Oh, that boy can see.
I mean, one of the worst smells I've ever had was we went to visit a buddy that was living in Ocean City, right?
Okay.
So Bernie and I drive down on a Friday night. He's like, I got to work at the bar, but go to my house, whatever. It was him and five women that lived in this house. I don't know what happened in that bathroom, but to this day, I can only assume maybe used products had been left in the trash.
Oh.
It
smells like death.
It was so awful. We literally, and people, you got to understand, where I grew up, it's about 3 hours to drive to the beach. I mean, I think we slept for 2 hours and just were like, we got to get out of here.
Like, really?
The whole place just reeks.